My name is Daphne Land, and I'm a senior. I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, The Power of Friendship, in which a scientist struggles to get along with her alien companion. Why can I not eat the fish of gold? Because he's my pet and pets are not food, Annie said. Cloyd cocked his head pleadingly. The effect was somewhat ruined when he followed it up by licking his eyeball. Not for the first time, Annie wondered why reality had to be so disappointing. Decades of research and billions of dollars had led man across multiple star systems in pursuit of alien life, which turned out to be giant bipedal lizards who were more concerned with eating anything that moved than diplomatic exchange. Annie shook herself from her reverie when she noticed Cloyd licking the fishbowl. Grabbing a stack of paperwork off her desk, she gave him a light whack on the head. Hissing, he retreated to a corner of the room where he proceeded to chew on a plastic ficus. Human is mean, the alien hissed between bites. Human is mean to Cloyd. Yeah, I'm a regular dictator, Annie said. She sighed and ran her fingers through her knotted hair. It wasn't like she hadn't tried to make nice, but she and Cloyd had been friends for nearly a year now and her patience was wearing thin. Every time she thought they were close to reaching a deeper understanding of each other, the conversation circled back to sleeping, mating, or that most favored of subjects, eating. She wasn't alone. Every member of the Dauntless's crew was paired with an alien who had agreed to leave their home planet in the name of friendship and free food. No life-changing revelation had yet been reached. Static crackled over the loudspeaker, startling Cloyd into scaling the wall. "Attention all crew members," a monotone voice drawled. "Please report to the assembly room for a meeting. This announcement pertains to all crew members. Please report to the assembly room." It took Annie 10 minutes to talk Cloyd down from the ceiling. They were one of the last pairs to enter the assembly room. Annie snagged 2 seats in the back row. Not that it mattered. Cloyd promptly slithered off with a female of the species named Visha. "Well, at least somebody's happy." Daryl, Visha's partner, slid into the empty seat next to Annie. Annie raised an eyebrow. "What, people aren't going to be jumping for joy after this meeting?" Daryl chuckled and fidgeted in his seat, but didn't answer. "Okay, Mr. Suspicious, now you've gotten me interested. Spill." Daryl was one of the higher-ranking officers and a reliable source of information on the mission's latest initiatives. Daryl rubbed the back of his neck. "People are getting fed up with the lack of progress. There's been talk of calling it quits and going back home. I haven't actually been briefed on the content of this meeting, which is weird," Annie interrupted. "Yeah, but it's probably some rah-rah, believe in the cause pep rally." "Ugh, heaven help us." Daryl laughed. "It can't be all that bad. Beats emotion comprehension testing any day of the week." Annie snorted and began to respond, but a snarky quip died in her throat as Captain Smith took the stage. The stalwart captain of the space station looked paler than a sheet of paper. A hooded figure kept a plasma gun firmly pressed to his back. "People of the Dauntless," the captain said. He didn't have a microphone, and Annie strained to hear him. She saw the hooded assailant jab his gun into the captain's side. Smith raised his voice. "There has been a mutiny."